Always love the Kia Stinger in here. Let's see how fast it goes on the street. Sounds magnificent. And Dino, the world's greatest four metal, sounds magnificent with us on a Friday morning as well. He's back again. Hello, Dino.
Hello there, Daniel.
Nice to have you with us.
Sounds very exciting in the studio.
Well, it is, I can tell you right now.
Up and about.
There's a real sugar rush.
I was just going to say, all we need is red cordial. I'm right.
Yes. Adam, why would there be a sugar rush?
Well, it's a glorious morning. The sun is shining, and Blair has produced the goods from Waller's Bakery again. There are boxes and boxes of food. And there's less people in here this morning than usual, which means the ratio of cake to person means real character is going to be shown.
In which regard? As for excess consumption,
yes,
or lack of consumption?
Which restricted part of the 5-2 is this?
Are we still 5-2-ing?
You know what? Quinny's really inspired me. He looks like a different person. I thought about it last week. I thought, geez, I've got to perhaps do what Quinny's doing. And then I thought, no, I can't be bothered.
Seems to have been a challenge. Nick Quinn does join us from the tab on a Friday morning. He is the transport vehicle for the goods from Waller's Bakery this morning. Morning, Nick.
Trailer, bring it in.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Adam. Good morning, Dean. Good morning, all. And especially good morning, Blair, who I sense may have felt a little challenged last week when you guys were drinking your magnificent Chinese tea and milkshakes and whatnot. And maybe Blair was a little challenged by this and as a result has certainly lifted. And looking at how much food there is, I think the scales might be doing some lifting later on today, Adam Watt.
Does he, where's the flavoured milk?
It's in the fridge.
All good bakeries have flavoured milk.
It's in the fridge. It's a 2-litre bottle of chocolate milk.
All good bakeries have flavoured milk.
He does.
Yeah. Because, you know, I played golf, Daniel, on Sunday at Keysborough.
Right. Yes. Beautiful. This is when you were six up
beautiful
and you
track
lost?
Yeah.
Did you see that, Dino?
No, we didn't lose.
Six up they were and they couldn't win.
No, we didn't.
Six up after six.
We lost interest. We got bored. Anyway, it was about 58 degrees and I got really excited at the fact that the Nippy's honeycomb milk was in a 500ml bottle as opposed to just the Prima type setup. You know what I'm talking about, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
So I got so excited I had to buy it. And I'm drinking it on the first hole. And I'm thinking, I'm not feeling too good. 58 degrees.
Pre-game ritual.
Flavored milk's not really.
Not in the desert. Milk was a bad choice.
You're not doing that in
but
the desert.
But I just got excited by the extra millage. I've never seen that before with the Nippies.
I thought it was only rain that you're interested in millage, but there you go. Nippies.
Nippies. Yeah. Yeah, it's a concern.
Anyone that's on the SMS, Nippies honeycomb flavored milk has people. Oh, there's the iced strawberry as well. It's really good.
No, look, I'm all for the Nippies, honeycomb. I'm a fan, not in 58-degree desert days.
No, it was a bit of an forced
error. I think that's an error. Just on the bubble tea, Quinny. Now, someone tweeted me after our conversation last week.
Was it tapioca or something?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. I'm trying to find it. But it's not bubble at all. It's
no, it's like this.
Yeah, it's some thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware. Well, I'll never have a bubble tea. It just doesn't appeal to me. But
of course not.
It's not air. It's bubble.
Someone actually tweeted, which I found quite humorous, in 15 years, it's the first time they've ever seen Dean Lester get something wrong. So, Dino, you've now finally got a tiny chink in the armour. It's the ingredients with the Chinese bubble tea.
I won't have it.
There you go.
Tapioca pearls. There we go. Found it.
Yes.
Found it.
Yes.
Bubble tea or tapioca.
Have you ever
pearls.
Had a tapioca pudding?
I don't understand any of those words.
Tapioca pudding is an old style pudding.
Yes.
It's not very nice, but it's old style type setup, like a bread and butter pudding.
Bread and butter.
Yeah.
Oh, bread and butter pudding. I've had that. Right. Okay. Right.
Are they racing tomorrow, Daniel?
They're racing, but I need to tap into the great mind of Dean Lester here because we've had this discussion about some challenges that the racing industry have had in the past. And today, Dean, I'm not sure if you've seen the paper today. But
yeah, there's one massive challenge.
Well, exactly right.
And it's starting early, Dean. It's infectious. It started last week, and that horse ran last on Wednesday. And today, it's happened again. And I was going to bring it up. I was going to wait till the Australia Stakes, but I'm glad you brought it up. It is models with horses for the All-Star Mile.
Well, Poor old Spirit of Gaylard.
Spirit of Gaylard.
Poor old Spirit of Gaylard. It's
poor old Rob. What would be thinking upstairs?
Well,
yeah. Well, and last Friday with one of the launches, Age of Chivalry was the poster boy. Now, he barely completed the course on Wednesday. What are they doing to these horses? If you've got a chance in the All-Star Mile for the Freedmans, keep them away from Sinewan. Please keep them away from Sinewan.
So if the Freedmans are listening to this, if there's a photographer nearby, you are entitled to shoot them.
Go and photograph Artorias or something else. Leave Sinewan alone.
I thought of you immediately on page 19 when I flicked this morning. Ruby Brownless, she looks magnificent, a nice dress and all that sort of stuff. But poor old Spirit of Gaylord is no chance to make the field, let alone win the All-Star Mile.
I mean, it's often 2 days before the race, but this is 6 or 7 weeks out. These horses are just getting crucified.
That's not right. It's not right, but I just think it's an industry-wide problem that needs to be rectified.
It's infectious.
For the punters. Speaking of the punters, they'd be keen to find your numbers for tomorrow's racing at the Valley. Dean, that's what we do on the Friday form, the next day's major metropolitan meeting, which is, of course, the Valley. Tomorrow, we'll give you the quaddy legs, early look at the quaddy, some value with the Ramaruffi, and Dino's world-famous formula bet, which you can register for at the website and the competitions page, rsn.net.au, and Dino invests on your behalf. There's no greater system on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. But let's start with the quaddy at the Valley tomorrow. It is race number 6 to kick it off at 3:40. Check your local guides. Over the mile, Dino, there are 11 going around, and Gentleman Roy, who's drawn the outside gate for B and JD Hayes, with Luke Nolan in the saddle, is favourite at the tab at $2.40. What say you?
I say he's the one to beat, Daniel. He's a pretty good horse, Gentleman Roy. I thought last start probably went a little bit too slow in front and gave the horse that ultimately beat him late in the race just that ability to have the short, sharp sprint at him. But Luke Nolan knows his horse really well and rode him magnificently 2 starts back at Flemington and just got everything else chasing. And I think tomorrow he's probably got a natural leader in Delightful Journey in the race, who's going really well. But I think Gentleman Roy can probably sit outside the lead, take over on straightening, and I think he's the one to beat. I'll be including 8 Agnelli, who I thought didn't have a lot of luck first up, ran really well second up at Sandown. He's close to a win. Just think he runs into a pretty good horse here. And an older horse, but going well, is Unfair Dismissal down the bottom, number 11. And we've had that little bit of rain about, so the track won't be really firm. So that suits him. His recent form's been good, and I'll put him in next best. But I do think Gentleman Roy's clearly the one to beat.
Clearly the one to beat, Quinny, says Dino in the first look of the quaddy. $2.40 in the markets. Is that shortening?
$2.20 out to $2.50, okay. So probably just went up a little short at $2.20 and now starting to get it to a more attractable price, but still a clear market leader. Agnelli is a $6.50 second elect. There's been money for Delightful Journey, who's been $19 into $6.50, as Ooh. Dino alluded to. A last start winner, Going Well, who will be the likely leader. And the other one that Dino had there in the numbers, number 11, Unfair Dismissal, currently at $21, but Gentleman Roy on top for Dino and heads the market at $2.50 in the first leg of the quaddie.
So 19 into, what did you say, 7 or 6?
Yeah, 19 into $6.50 for Delightful Journey.
So what, in terms of hold, how big a market does... How does that get affected that significantly, that market?
It's the tab's biggest liability at this stage by about 40% on the second biggest hold, which is Gentleman Roy.
Righto. Okay. Well, there you go. A bit of information for the punters out there. That's number 10. But it's not even in the numbers. Well, I'm not going to give Whitey the numbers away. He's going to have to listen to all this stuff.
Can he speak with his mouth full?
There's half a cinnamon donut hanging out at the moment.
No, there's a... Sean's just tweeted in his what's it called? The vending machine thing.
Yep.
There's ice creams in there. Frozen type setup.
Frozen as in the movie?
No, like there's Maltese ice creams, Mrs. Max pies, and like cottage pie type setup.
All your food groups in one.
I've never seen that before.
Now, no, that's unusual. I've never seen that.
Vending machine.
The hot and cold system they're running there. I don't know how that works.
I think the pie would be frozen too, wouldn't it?
Oh, I hope not. You're not going to go to a vending machine for a frozen pie, eh?
Well, it's in the same compartment as the ice cream, so I'm thinking that it's frozen.
I don't know. We need more detail off Twitter. Can you just send through more detail on that sort of stuff? Your job, Whitey, as the penman around here, you've got great penmanship, is to give us the numbers as they are read out by Dino for the quaddy leagues, please. Can you tell us the numbers for race number 6, the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Moonee Valley?
In the first leg, Dean's gone with 3 numbers, 2, 8 and 11, and was quite keen on the 2.
There's no editorial.
Editorial.
There's no editorials, thanks.
I like the editorial.
No, I don't know about it. I don't know about it. I'm not sure how it's going to work. 2, 8, and 11. And that's all we say. That's all we say. Race number 7 is the second leg of the quaddie over the 1,200 metres. It is the Weight for Age Group 2 Australia Stakes, the feature event on the card. And there are 11 going around, Dino, because Forbidden Love's been scratched for Richard Michael. The inside gate is now vacant. Will be taken up by Sinawan, your horse, Dino. So favourite at the moment is Marabi, who just keeps stringing wins together for the Mayor Eustace camp. Benny Allen in the saddle. $1.80. Tomato sauce. You taking the sauce?
I don't know if I take that, but I don't want to bet against her either in this race, Daniel. She's 5 from 5. She's scooted around the valley on a couple of occasions very efficiently. She won the Christmas Stakes in really fast time, and she just keeps getting the job done. I think she'll win tomorrow, and then whether she freshens up for a race like the Oakley Plate, that would be the next challenge for her. But Weight for Age tomorrow, so it's a different challenge. She's the third lowest rated horse in the race, but I think she's the one with the upside as a sprinter. But I am going to put in Cinnamon as insurance, because I think this horse is on track for a really big autumn campaign. What we saw of him in the spring was just a tip of the iceberg. He won the Kevin Heffernan Stakes, was put away. He's had 2 jump outs. I think he's going really well. And he'll be better at 1,400 in the All Stakes, and then hopefully the All-Star Mile minus any models, and he's the danger. So I'm just with those two. I think we'll have the natural sprinter and the up-and-comer.
All right, it's pretty straightforward for Dino, the Australia Stakes. The third lowest rated horse is the $1.80 favourite, Nicholas.
She's 5 from 5, and she's been $2.10 into $1.80 to stretch that winning streak to 6 from 6. Cinnamon, the only other runner in single figure odds with Lightsaber, both at $8. Dino, how far do you think she could get this preparation? Do you anticipate she'll win tomorrow and go on and achieve Group 1 glory, or do you think there might be harder tests coming up for her once she gets to that elite level?
No, I think, currently, I think she might be favourite for the Oakley Plate, and I think that's a really achievable race for her. She's just fast and very good, and if it's not that, then it'd be something in Adelaide like the Sangster Stakes or the Goodwood. So I think she'll win a Group 1 this time in. Yep, she's very good.
Very good and worth following, but after his starring performance this morning, Daniel, I might just get Adam White to pronounce the top weight here, number 1.
Streets of Avalon.
Oh,
I've done it once. I'm not doing it again.
Oh, come on, man.
No, you need to be in the right moment. You can't just make that stuff. It just comes out.
In character moment. It was magnificent.
It wasn't it? Beautiful. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
beautiful.
I was driving along and I was going, yes, Streets of Avalon's running tomorrow too.
Streets of Avalon! That's where you got to get into when you say that stuff.
Daniel does it better than me.
So long as place for place, be there. Yeah, it's one of my favourite ads. It's magnificent.
We've got to find out who it was that did it. Was it Andy Raymond?
We don't.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Was it?
Maybe. Yeah, he was the voice of all those sort of things.
Yeah, I reckon it might have. Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
Someone who's just tuned in now, what the hell are they talking about?
They say that most days around those parts.
Yeah.
Whitey, what are the numbers, please, for race 7, the second leg of the quaddie?
Now, Dano's just gone with 2 in this.
Whoa.
Numbers 10 and 6.
Okay, 10 and 6.
We remember that because when Rama does it, we got to keep him on a tight rein.
Has anyone seen Rama?
No, he's disappeared. we keep him on a tight rein because when he starts to editorialise, it starts to go all over the place. So this is...
Oh, hey, Mom, how you want it all?
10 and 6. Second leg of the quaddie.
At home listening with his mum.
I don't know where he is. If you've seen Rama, let us know. 0416905052.
I think he's in the toilet.
He's asleep again. Race 8 is the third leg of the quaddie. It's a 1,000-metre dash for cash over the benchmark 70 affair. $130,000 up for grabs. There are 12 going around, Dino, because number 6, Claptone, is... Sorry, Rock Tycoon, number 7, has been scratched for Nathan Hobson. 12 going around. Midwest, down the bottom. Number 12 has had 3 wins to start this campaign. Barrier 12 at 1,000 metres. $3.60 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Yay or nay?
Yay, Daniel. He's a very quick horse at Midwest, and he's got a couple of quick horses drawn directly inside him in Kev's Girl and Lunar Hero, and I think they come across as a bit of a group, and they'll cross the bulk of the field pretty quickly, I'd imagine. They're good, fast horses, and I think they're the key to the race. I think 1,000 metres around the valley, scooting along, and I've gone with Midwest. I think he's progressing really well, and probably just every start he's getting a bit more racecraft too. Kev's Girl, she's an absolute beauty in these sort of races, and I think she'll be right there all the way. One Lunar Hero, didn't have a lot of luck last start. Gets a senior rider in Jai McNeil. But the other couple that I'll include are 11 Holt, who's got a good record for EJ, and with the claim here, looks to be going well. He's trialled up nicely, can run well. And 8 Bluestone Lane, who didn't have a lot of luck last preparation, looks to have trialled really well. He's going to get a long way back. Might be a bit short for him, but he might be the best at odds. But I do think that those speed horses will come across pretty much in a cluster and maybe dominate the race.
Bluestone Lane. Remember Nick Stone, Whitey? He used to play at
Hawthorn.
Yep.
Yeah.
He owns this big coffee breakfast sort of franchise in the US called Bluestone Lane.
Yeah.
Squillions.
Yes.
Our man's got. Beautiful man. Very handsome man. Very handsome man. Hey, Bluestone Lane. He's going gangbusters over there.
So it was like setting up Australian coffee shops in America, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Killing him.
Smart play.
Very smart play. Anyway, it's running. I don't know if he's got any involvement in it, but if he does, I hope it goes really well for him. Quinny, I see that your on-top selection is in Dino's numbers in the paper today. Are you concerned that it's not a bit higher up the chain?
Yeah, a little bit concerned. I've got Holt on top here, Dino, but not a negative comment from Dino, so I won't be giving up just yet. But Holt is a $4 second elect. Midwest, the best back runner, 370 into 320. Cool. Kev's Girl at 9. And Dino, the Big Easy first up tomorrow, a $10 chance, not in the quarter. What's your concern with the Mar used to scallop up?
I think he's maybe an 11, 1200 metre horse, and I've gravitated certainly in the top three to 1,000 metre specialists. So, and it's a pretty good play around the valley. They win a lot. So I just wonder if he's going to get too far back, but he will be running on.
Another one that's had some support at around the $12 mark is number 5, Cosmic Rhapsody, runner-up at Flemington last start. And Jamie Carr does the steering here. What did you make of the 5-year-old galloper?
Well, I think if you put Cosmic Rhapsody and then you put the Big Day Out in as well, number 3, and then all of a sudden you're getting a lot of numbers. So that's why I looked at Big Day Out and thought, probably didn't have a lot of luck, but he did finish nearly 6 lengths behind Midwest 2 starts back. So there's your form line for Big Day Out and Cosmic Rhapsody.
All right, we have assessment there for the third look of the quaddy. Race number 8 over the 1,000 metres. Adam, can you please give us the numbers for race number 8?
I've got to listen carefully here because there are 5 of them. The numbers are 12, 9, 1, 11, and 8. Those numbers again, 12, 9,
hey,
1,
hey,
11, and 8.
It's not your role to recap the recap.
It's not Ted's Lotto.
My job is to back announce the recaption.
Yeah, but just because there was 5, I just thought I'd do it twice. The text here, has Ramagon missing on the houseboat Olivia Newton-John husband stuff?
Yes, that's what I was thinking, exactly the same thing.
If we had a prize, we'd give one.
Oh, I'm going to find the key to that cupboard one day.
That's very good.
If I could give you one of Blair's donuts from Wallace Bakery, I would, but they're all gone
it's
now.
It's worth driving in to get one, to be
they're
honest.
They're all gone now. 25 past 7, we'll come back with the last leg of the quaddy, the formula bet for Dino this week, and of course the world famous Rammer's Loft Off the Boat, Olivia Newton-John husband style Ruffy. Here on the Friday Form.
All right!
Backstreet is back. Don't you worry about that. 29 past 7 in the middle of the Friday Form with Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and Nick Quinn, that guy who produces excellence from Wallace Bakery on a Friday morning from the tab. Bit to get through. Last leg of the quaddy, the formula bet, and the Ramaruffy just around the corner. But
it's
we're
really
playing.
Important, you hydrate when you're eating all this food.
Are you having chocolate hydrate. Milk? Is that chocolate milk?
Yeah, you got to hydrate.
That's not hydration.
Just
don't drink your calories.
He really has got a big glass of chocolate milk.
Got to hydrate.
Don't drink your calories.
It's like when you know they, you put things with food that because it brings out the best. Chocolate milk and cake is the way you go about
steak
it.
Steak and red wine.
Yeah, steak and red wine or chocolate.
What's
yeah,
it? Like pairing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pairing is that what your wines do? With your, yeah, your liquids with your solids.
Is this your equivalent of a degustation?
I'm still on the savouries. I'm still on the danishes.
A degustation. Oh, man. Hey, we're playing this song not just because it's cool. Well, it certainly was back in the old days with the Backstreet Boys. But Nick Carter, he's having a birthday today.
Played for Troy.
Busy.
A very accomplished young man. He was with the US group Backstreet Boys. Everybody, this is the big one. Larger Than Life, Shape of My Heart, Incomplete. Which one's your favourite Backstreet Boys song, Dino?
They sort of blend in together a bit, Daniel. I like them. I like them.
They had one of the biggest selling albums in 1999 with Millennium, they tell me off the sheet here.
Yes, I've got that.
Have you?
Yes.
I don't know, I haven't quite.
They're all in white sort of linen numbers.
Oh, yes.
Linen's back, apparently.
I think
Garrett's wearing it.
Might have done a footy show in that sort of outfit.
Oh, he did.
Grand final edition, that sort of outfit back in the old days. Ripped abs, too. I'll find that video one day. I wonder where they went. Now, Nick Carter's
there with Rama.
They're on the boat with Rama. Nick Carter's having a birthday today, Dino. I'd like to know from you, how old is Nick today?
I'm pretty confident all the Backstreet Boys are now over 40, so I'll go about he's over 40, 42.
42 for Dino. Righto, Quinny.
I think he's a little bit older than that. I'm going to go 44, but I nearly went 46, so if that's the answer, I'll be disappointed.
Oh, for caveat.
That's some unbelievable little double action here. You normally go the unders.
Yeah, I've worked it out, though. I reckon he'd be about 7 years older than me.
Right, okay, 44 for Quinny. Whitey,
it's nice that I know who one of these is.
Is Whitey on the phone? Is he Googling?
No, I'm not. I'm 43. Oh, I don't even know who this bloke is. So.
Of course you do. The bloke from Backstreet Boys.
He's the most famous of the Backstreet Boys.
I don't know.
He's like Timberlake in that one.
No, he was NSYNC.
Robbie Williams.
So Joey Fatone, who's having a birthday today, he's an NSYNC boy. He's hanging out with Timberlake.
Right.
Yeah.
So Joey's 45.
Robbie
so
was with...
Take That, was it?
Take That.
Yeah. The coffee cup at the, the start
Back
of the
for
show.
That's for good.
Yeah.
Want you back? Great song.
It is.
Now, by the way, Nick, for those playing at home, you're all in the window. One of you is on the money.
Dean Lester.
Guess who?
Oh!
The great Dino's done it again. Dino, this is an unbeaten streak for 8 in a row, I reckon. Minimum.
That was
just excellence.
That was absolutely a good guess.
No, I refuse to believe that. You're just too good at it. And it's okay. You don't have to tell us that. We will tell you.
To be honest, he's ruining the game, isn't he?
What would the betting be? Dino $1.70, Craig Gabriel $2.20.
You know what? I was just thinking exactly the same thing. Because Craig knows them all,
yeah,
he'd probably start favourite.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're taking on Dino? What more does he have to do?
Well, he knows these people.
I'll bet you 100 right now. Evens. I'll take Dino. You've got Craig.
I'm backing Dino too. 100%. Righto, and why we back Dino is because he knows everything. He's got the last look at the quaddy numbers to give us for tomorrow at Moonee Valley as well. Race number 9 is that race, again, over the 1,000 metres, a dash for cash. And there are 15 going around. Biggest field for the day, I think it might be, in the last tomorrow at the Valley. And at number 4, Little Stevie is favourite for Simon Zara. D-Lane in the saddle, 550 in a very open affair, Dino. And where are you going here?
Yeah, challenging finish to the quaddy, Daniel. I'm going with number 12, Champagne Dreams, who shown glimpses of talent in Adelaide in the past, but has come back to racing in absolutely flying form. Both wins this time in have been excellent, and I think the stable have brought her over from Adelaide at the right time to hit a race like this and run really well. I think Sweet Zoo, number 5, will run well. She likes the track. She's got a senior rider in Mark Zara. I think she'll run well. Little Stevie is going trial well before her first up run. It looks to be going well. She's a good chance, but I'll be including 11 Universal Lady. I've been waiting for a long time for the blinkers to go on. They finally do go on, but she has had a lot of racing, but typically the Mare Eustace horses, they hold their form, and now with the blinkers on, she can run well. And 7 More, who's won 2 of her past 3, going very well. Got Jamie Carr. It's definitely got a chance, but without a doubt, the hardest race of the day.
Well, an open affair and the hardest race of the day, Quinn. It's not what we want to hear in the last leg of the quaddy when we've got the first 3.
It is if we get it, though.
That's true.
Little Stevie's been popular here. 6 into 5.50. Champagne Dreams, a $6.50 chance. Sweet Zoo, $8.50. More, 9. Universal Lady at 10. And the chances don't stop there.
All right, so a challenging finish, but we've got the numbers all done here for the quaddy legs tomorrow at Moonee Valley. Whitey, what are the numbers for the last race, please?
The numbers are 12, 5, 4, 11, and 7.
12, 5, 4, 11, and 7. Now, you're not going to believe this. People have missed some of these numbers.
That's surprising because it's very clear with the way I broadcast.
I think they got lost in your editorial and they tuned out. And that seems to be the common theme. In fact, there's so many messages along those lines, I can't even read them all out, which is a bit disturbing this morning. So my apologies to those that have made the effort to text in about what he's editorialising here and the pain and grief and suffering it's caused.
There's actually some very good ones.
Which one?
Well, Jappy's probably my favourite at this stage. I was being escorted and manhandled from Melbourne Park for wearing my Where is Rama t-shirt.
That is very funny. That is very, very funny. Well done, Jappy. That sort of sums it up, I reckon. Can you please repeat the quoting numbers? My ears are chock full of wax and chocolate milk, says Bob off the SMS as well. I don't know what's going on there for Bob, but... Whitey, we need some numbers again, please, for the quaddie tomorrow at Mooney Valley.
I read them again. Okay. No worries.
How long have you been doing this?
Not really. Okay, so the first leg, the numbers are 2, 8, and 11. The second leg, just the two, 10 and 6. 10 and 6. Race number 3. In fact, not race number 3. Oh, I made a mistake. Leg number 3.
Oh.
Leg number 3.
Do you need to start again?
No.
Please, Rama.
The numbers are 12, 9, 1, 11, and 8. 12, 9, 1, 11, and 8. Oh, and in the final leg, 12, 5, 4, 11, and 7. That's 12, 5, 4, 11, and 7. So it's going to be a 3 by 2 by 5 by 5.
No, there's none of this at the end. What are you doing?
And saying just the two confused me as well.
Yeah, you've got to get rid of that.
That was an
just
error.
Just a couple,
chaos.
Maybe.
No.
Just
absolute chaos.
Yeah.
No, I put my hand up there. That was an error. I apologise.
Should we give him another chance? Any guests coming up between now and 8 o'clock?
Poor old Simon Hill will be listening to this, I'm sure. Here you go. What are these?
What have I entered?
I'm sorry. I can't do any more than that.
2, 8, 11, into 10 and 6, into 12, 9, 1, 11 and 8, into 12, 5, 4, 11 and 7. They are your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow at Mooney Valley. There's no just the two to confuse people.
No, that was poor.
Yeah, it was. Rama would never do that. And that disturbs me greatly. Dino, the formula bet this week, who are you playing for and where are we going?
We are playing for Paul Strugnell of Swan Hill. And for Paul, $40 the win, race 4, number 5, Done Dirt Cheap. $40 the win, race 6, number 2, Gentleman Roy. And $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 4, number 5, into race 6, number 2, for Paul Strugnell of Swan Hill.
Good luck for you,
hopefully
Paul.
He hasn't struggled tomorrow.
Oh, no, now there's gags.
Oh,
my goodness.
I think the cakes are getting the better of
it. It has.
Oh, can you
leave the studio.
You've been banished by Dino. That's awesome. Nicholas!
I've never heard Dino kick someone out of the studio.
It was quite clever, though, wasn't it?
No. Painful.
I'm sure he's never heard it before in his life as well.
That poor man.
4, 5, and 6.
I hope he gets the multi.
Oh, so do I. Four,
Done five, Dirt six, Cheap, two. A $3.10 chance. Gentleman Roy, a $2.50 chance. And I'm going to cheer extra hard this week for the formula bet, which comes to $7.75
for Paul. Good luck to him from Swan Hill. $7.75, 4, 5, into 6.2 for the formula
bet. Do you think the numbers should be read in numerical order or in order of preference?
What?
It's off the text. Would you read them in numerical order or order of preference?
Get the boy off.
I think they should be read order of preference.
Order of preference. Yeah. We're talking about the favourites in selection order, in favourite order, according to Dino. Because if you want to do something else with them, you can do what you like, but these are the ones that Dino has a high priority for. We read them in order of preference around these parts. I think we have to get the boy off. I guess spot on.
No, but I'm agreeing with that. There's a text.
Do you want to register for the formula bit?
You've been shushed as well.
Mum's upset.
Oh, what a day. What a day to be alive, hey? Register for the formula bit at the website rsn.net.au and Dino will be investing on your behalf, hopefully one day soon. Dino, let's get to the Rama Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Roughy for the all-new Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger today.
Can you just pass me those two vanilla slices?
And this is now a personal plea of desperation to get Rammer back on the Friday form, because this is unsatisfactory what's going on here today. Dino, where are we going for the roughy?
We're putting our faith in the Brothers Hayes a bit tomorrow with Gentleman Roy as part of the all-up, and the Rammer Roughy being race 3, number 7, Musselbrook. I thought he ran well last week. Blinkers back on. Claim for Josh Richards. I think he's ready to go, and he's over the odds.
Over the odds. What are those over odds, Nick Quinn, for race 3, number 7, Musselbrook?
Currently $10 the win, $2.50 the place.
$10.250. We'll take it, and we will run. Excellent work. Dino, can Nash Barty win the women's final tomorrow?
Oh, she certainly can. She's been so clinical so far. She was magnificent last night, and listening to Craig and Adam talking earlier about her serve, it's the thing that's really set her apart, I think, in this tournament.
And are you barking for the big M's or the special K's tomorrow?
The K's.
The K's. You've gone for the entertainment.
No choice.
Factor.
Is it a big M or a bowl of special K? Well, you know, unless you put the big M on the special K.
As he sips his chocolate milk from his paper cup. Oh, what a day. Dino, I know you've got lots of work to do. We better let you get back to it so you can just straighten up after a bit of shenanigans this morning. We appreciate your time as always. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Daniel.
What a man. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst with us. And very tolerant of our man who drinks the chocolate milk. Nicholas.
Daniel.
What's your best for the weekend?
Last week someone texted in saying I was a disruption to this segment.
I don't think it's you.
Well, I did provide the food that's maybe got our man up and about today, so hopefully there. But I think Stay Gold will win race 3 on the program. Currently a $2.30 favourite in from $2.40. Jamie Carr set to steer and hopefully can make it 3 on the bounce.
Into, of course,
Marabi later on, who does look a lovely bet. Animo should win as well. So there's three bets, three winners.
Where's Animo?
Up in Sydney. Short odds, but should be too good.
Righto, so let's play that game. Three, number 2, into race 7, number 10 at the Valley. Into, where's Animo? Which race?
Animo's in the Expressway Stakes. The race the coming stable has won 2 of the last 3 years, and race I think seven, he's going to have a big preparation.
All right, so 3-2, 7-10 in Melbourne, into 7-6 in Sydney. That's Quinny's little triplay. From the tap.
Like finding money in the street.
My word is. We'll chat to you very shortly, Nicholas.
Looking forward to it. I think that crossover at 8 o'clock is coming up in about 45 seconds. I'll see you then.
Thank you for the goods, and to Blair from Weller's Bakery too.